Hast thou ever wanted to learn or eat period-style cooking? Seek ye no more. Presenting Alice the Cook.
Good day, everybody. I'm Alice the Cook, and I'm really happy to be here. I love to cook. I love watching people eat. When I go into a restaurant, they usually have to bring the chef in because I always want to know what's in the food and how it was prepared. And oftentimes, waitresses and waiters will roll their eyes at me, and it gets a little irritating for them, but the chefs love it. And so I've gotten to know quite a few chefs here in the Twin Cities because of my quizzical nature. Well, one of the important things to know about cooking in a period style is that a lot of things that we take for granted nowadays, such as salt and pepper and items like that found in a modern kitchen, were not as accessible or even available to those that were considered a common nature. Salt was very expensive. I usually tell the story that during the Roman era, the Roman soldiers were actually paid in salt. So when someone says that they're worth their weight in salt, it usually spoke very highly of someone. Gold was not used very readily as a payment, but salt was. People would use fresh herbs and grasses, honey, to season their food. So those that were of peasant or lower station didn't have the flavors that we have nowadays that we take for granted.
Food historian, performer, and author Ange Olson brings her expertise of period-style cooking to public and private venues.
My name is Ange Olson, and I play a character named Alice the Cook. I've always been interested in cooking. I've been cooking since I was 4 years old. I had worked at the Renaissance Festival for many years, going through various characters, and I wanted to help out a large group of friends of mine called the Royal Guard. I actually traveled with the Guard and did cooking demonstrations, but eventually, I kind of outgrew cooking for them and playing the servant role, and people started following me and watching me do cooking demonstrations, and I created a blog that would take pictures of the food I would cook, post recipes. In food history and cooking history, and there's numerous books out there. I have a very extensive library, not just focused on Renaissance and medieval cooking, but cookbooks from other cultures that are several centuries old. I speak several languages. I've taught myself Latin and Hebrew, so I can actually translate the books myself. Why did they prepare the food? What was around them? Who ate what? The peasants ate different cuisines than that of the nobles. And why was that? And did it have any healing properties or medicinal uses?
Alice the Cook is widely known for her live cooking shows, especially at Renaissance fairs.
I start off the show and I ask everybody if they've ever seen the Food Network, and a lot of people will raise their hands saying, yes, I've seen the Food Network, and I explain to them that this is not it. Where this is a cooking show, we do everything within a half an hour, and if we make a mistake, they're going to see the mistake, and we're going to all laugh about it afterwards, and people come to see the show to see us make a mistake. But we rarely make a mistake. The one mistake we did make, it was actually very humorous, is that we were demonstrating how to make haggis from scratch, and our demo piece, not the one that we were making, but we usually have one that is pre-made so that we can show the finished product, had exploded during our show, and there was a loud bang, and there was haggis everywhere. We laughed it off, and we actually plated it. It tasted great, but we pride ourselves being able to do our show in within a half hour. That includes an introduction. They'll see all the fresh ingredients. We talk about the ingredients, and then we let them know that at the end of the show that they can visit the website at the end of the weekend and see the recipe posted.
Beyond cast iron pots and firewood, Ange writes, lectures, and does workshops.
I've written some self-produced cookbooks that I usually sell on the circuit when I go out to do shows. Renaissance Cooking 1, 2, and 3, and created soft and hardcover cookbook versions, as well as there's a version on iTunes that people can download onto their iPads and follow up with the cooking that way. I'm always looking for opportunities. I do enjoy going out to colleges and high schools and doing demonstrations. I do a couple-day lecture with Medieval Minnesota, which is held at Augsburg College each summer. I've done hands-on workshops as well, so if you want to learn how to cook in a period style or learn a period recipe, I can be contacted, and I can actually do a cooking lesson and teach you how to make something at home.
Experiencing a taste of food history and period style cooking, as presented by Alice the Cook, is not only entertaining, but also a rich cultural experience.
They can take that recipe and, as my family did, adapt it a little bit for their own family's needs to make it their own. And I truly believe in that, because part of the culture of historical cooking is being able to storytell that recipe onto your offspring and to have family traditions carry through for generations. And I think that's very important.
To meet Alice the Cook, watch her perform, or read some of her recipes, you can visit alicethecook.com. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.